Chapter 27, Our Selfishness a Hindrance to God's Work.
Instruction has been given me that there is a withholding of the tithe that should be faithfully brought into the Lord's treasury for the support of ministers and missionaries who are opening the scriptures to the people and working from house to house. The work of evangelizing the world has been greatly hindered by personal unselfishness. Some, even among professing Christians, are unable to see that the work of the gospel is to be supported by the means that Christ has given them. Money is needed in order that the work done all over the world may be carried forward. Thousands upon thousands are perishing in sin, and a lack of means is hindering the proclamation of the truth that is to be carried to all nations and kindreds and tongues and people. There are men ready to go forth as the Lord's messengers, but because of a lack of means in the treasury, they cannot be sent to the places where the people are begging for someone to come and teach them the truth. There are many in our world who are longing to hear the word of life, but how can they hear without a preacher? And how can those sent to teach them live without support? God would have the lives of His workers carefully sustained. They are His property, and He is dishonored when they are compelled to labor in a way that injures their health. He is dishonored also when, for the lack of means, workers cannot be sent to destitute fields. In place of complaining of the officers of the General Conference because they cannot respond to the multiplied calls for men and means, let our church members bear a living testimony to the power of the truth by denying self and giving liberally for the advancement of the work. Let our sisters save by refusing to put expensive trimmings on their garments. Let every unnecessary expense be cut down. Let every family bring their tithes and offerings to the Lord.